This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Does President Obama believe that the Earth is flat? If not, why would I use that title for today's program? And why is it that so many people compare President Obama's policies with a version of the flat Earth theory? Now, you all know about the flat Earth theory. It's a theory according to which the Earth is flat, but it's based on misrepresentations. It's based on sloppy research. It's based on lies. It's based on fanciful, wishful thinking. Today, I want to give you a few examples to show that principles insofar seem to apply to current policies of our present administration. First, I'd like to talk about the fact that America paid ransom money to Iran to free hostages. Now, this was denied, of course, by the Obama administration originally, but then they were caught red-handedly, so to speak. And here's an article by Newsmax stating that President Obama has maintained the $400 million paid to Iran was not a ransom for American prisoners, but a report Wednesday by the Wall Street Journal detailed a, and I quote, tightly scripted exchange specifically timed with a plane carrying the cash and one carrying three free Americans. So subsequently, there was a half-hearted admission that there was some kind of a relationship. But again, the damage was done. The trustworthiness of the administration was again put into question. The second aspect has to do with the fact that there seems to be no sound reasoning when it comes to reality. The Washington Examiner wrote on August 16 that the Department of Commerce is set to hand off the final vestiges of American control over the internet to international authorities in less than 2 months, officials have confirmed. And the article goes on to say that critics have pointed out that the agency, a new agency, will be created supervising the internet, that that agency could be used by totalitarian governments to shut down the web around the globe, either in whole or in part. And that is a very serious concern because we know that totalitarian governments do exactly that. You think of Turkey now, you think of Iran, of China, of Russia. That's one of the first things they do, shutting down the internet. So again, to make a decision like that, you have to ask yourselves, where is the sound reasoning? Where is the sense of reality? Putting the entire world, especially the United States of America, in danger. The third aspect has to do with Syria. And here's an article by the editorial board of the Washington Post, which is by no means sympathetic to the Republican cause, but they wrote this on August 16. Dozens of civilians are being killed every day and scores more injured from shells, mortars, and rockets. The bombing is constant. The violence is threatening hundreds of thousands of people's lives, homes, and livelihoods. War crimes also appear to be near constant. It goes on to say that the last surviving physicians in the rebel-held half of Aleppo a few days ago begged President Obama to help. Why would these brave doctors look to Mr. Obama to rescue? Perhaps they remember hearing the president promise to stand by the Syrian people. He boasted that he had decreed that preventing mass atrocities is a core national security interest and a core moral responsibility of the United States of America. But then it goes on to say that Mr. Obama no longer pledges to stand with the Syrian people. It says he may give some lip services, but small comfort is that for the people of Aleppo. And you know, this article was published by the German mass tabloid Bild Online with the following comment. Obama has failed in Aleppo, having given nothing but empty promises. Now that's quite an assessment for the most powerful man in the world. There is no trust. There is no confidence in Mr. Obama's reliability. They all remember that he talked about putting a line in the sand when it comes to Syria, and then, of course, he didn't carry through with what he had said. And that brings me to the next point. It's interesting that here something is occurring which can only be described, as some have, as hypocritical and worse. SFGate.com wrote on August 15, "The Drug Enforcement Administration is enduring perhaps the most pronounced round of criticism in its 43-year history after a widely discredited decision last week to keep treating marijuana as the most dangerous drug on the planet. Last week, the DEA denied two petitions seeking to change cannabis' official federal designation as a Schedule I drug, a label reserved for drugs with no medical use and a high potential for abuse. The outcry is because there's so much evidence showing that there is medical use for marijuana." The article goes on to say that DEA critics from Washington, D.C. to the heartland are now blasting the DEA, calling the ruling hypocrisy, absurd, heartless, and Marxist, well, the 2016 version of the flat earth theory. And here is the comparison, here is the connection. More than half of polled physicians say cannabis should be legal. Trauma neurosurgeon Dr. Sanjay Gupta, writing for CNN, called the DEA ruling a danger to countless people who will be denied potential therapies from cannabis research. Dr. Gupta calls the decision hypocrisy and calls the DEA's own judge, who almost 30 years ago ruled the following, and he was citing him, "In strict medical terms, marijuana is far safer than many foods we commonly consume. By any measure of rational analysis, marijuana can be safely used within the supervised routine of medical care." And just to clarify, we're talking here about the medical use of marijuana, not the recreational use. It goes on to say that the Los Angeles Times editorial board, which the article says normally is against any pot-related reforms, puts the DEA on blast, saying the decision was based on a bizarre circular logic. The San Francisco Chronicle's relatively conservative columnist Deborah Saunders stated, "There is only one reason to cling to the status quo: willful institutional blindness." Well, there's another reason too, as I will show you in a moment. It goes on to say that Saunders blames President Obama because he is responsible for this. And the Cannabis Business Alliance noted that the DEA, and here's the other reason, perhaps the main reason, profits from federal drug war funding and asset forfeitures related to cannabis prohibition. And so they say they cannot make an unbiased decision about the plant. Of course not. They are living from the money which they are getting by prohibiting the medical use of marijuana. So what we are seeing here is a political, money-driven maneuvering of the Obama administration. And you might recall the promise which President Obama gave not too long ago. I hope you recall that, saying that the Justice Department will not prosecute anyone in states where marijuana is legal, neither consumers nor others. Now, that is a promise which was broken the day when it was made, because the Justice Department has been vigorously and aggressively prosecuted those who are engaged in medical marijuana. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals put a stop to that, perhaps a temporary stop to that. Newsmax wrote on August 17 that the court agreed with a lower court that the Department of Justice could not, I repeat, could not prosecute medical marijuana suppliers in states where it is legal when there are no other laws which are broken. So it's pitiful that the court system had to stop the Obama administration, had to remind President Obama of his promise, which he had broken, clearly broken, and thereby try to get a balance in this incredible scenario where the principles and the concepts of the flat earth theory are being applied. I'd like to give you one more example because the list would most certainly not complete if I wouldn't talk about the disaster of Obamacare. NBC News wrote on August 16 that Aetna, the number 3 U.S. health insurer, on Monday said that it will sell individual insurance on the government-run online marketplaces in only 4 states. Next year, Delaware, Iowa, Nebraska, Virginia, down from the current 15 states. And other companies have already announced the same thing. It goes on to say that only about 11 million people have signed up through the exchanges, about half as many as expected. And let me just say, those who have signed up, many of them have been bitterly disappointed because they found again that the promises which were made were not broken, were not kept, were broken. I mean, there are many promises which were made in regards to the Obamacare which were absolutely fanciful and not based on reality. And again, you see the principles of the flat earth theory applying. So what do we find so far? We find that the Obama administration is perceived as being untrustworthy, unreliable, hypocritical, incompetent, and more. And so people feel that all of that will change. All of that will change in November, because then we will have, in January, a new president, a new administration, and things will be so much better then. And of course, I don't deny the fact that some of the things I've talked about might be improved, but I'm talking about the substance. And the substance is that it will not change. The substance of the matter is that the flat earth theory will still apply no matter who is going to be the next president. Because mankind, for the last 6,000 years, has proven that man is incapable of ruling himself and others in a just way. You cannot rule and you cannot have government divorced from the true God. And God will make an end to this madness. God will send his son, Jesus Christ, back to this earth as the Bible has been promising for centuries to bring about godly, just, and fair government to mankind. No incompetent, no untrustworthy, no lying politician will ever rule over man again after Christ returns. This will end. And we are asked to pray on a daily matter to God the Father, your kingdom come. Only then will there be just rulership on this earth, when God will rule this earth, and when God will rule over man, and man will not rule over man anymore. We have prepared a free booklet, The Gospel of the Kingdom of God, and you should read this booklet, which shows you what is going to happen in the very near future, and you can thank God for it. Because what we are doing today in all the countries around the world is an atrocity to the righteous heart and the righteous mind of God. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.